You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson, and this is episode 32 of our weekly show. What I've got for you today is two articles. The first one goes in quite deep and maybe dark into dream analysis, and the second one appears to be very light, even perhaps superficial. They're both, of course, deeply meaningful. So we're going to go down deep, and then we're going to come up light. And I'll save the uplight one till later to give you a bit more information, but it is a practical one, and you might want to grab a pen and pencil or a keyboard to take notes in the second one. But the first one, this is actually a dream that a client gave me and gave me permission to talk about, but I have changed some names and details just to make it a little bit harder to pick. This one's called Guilt Edged Dream, and I wrote this one in May 2006. Guilt-edged dream. Actually, it wasn't guilt. It was a deep, sickening sense of horror tinged with disgust. Anton sat on the edge of the bed, shocked awake from his dream, at the point where the villagers were about to stone him for molesting a 6-year-old girl. He replayed the dream in his mind, trying to hang on to his conviction that he had been innocent. Yet as fast as the dream faded, a nauseating feeling began to anchor. Wide awake, Anton had the terrible thought that he may, just may, have been guilty. Later in the day, he still couldn't shake the growing feeling of guilt gnawing away at the edge of his mind. "It was crazy. I was going crazy," Anton said a few days later, when he had gathered enormous courage to speak about his dream. "I knew that I was not the sort of person to abuse or molest, but the guilt kept nudging at me. I didn't want to talk to my family or friends about it because of the totally irrational feeling that I might reveal too much." "What was your worst fear?" I asked. "That this was some kind of repressed memory from teenage years or from a past life, not that I believe in past lives, or maybe I do now," Anton quivered. "No, that's not it," he added. "My worst fear is not that I did this thing in the past, but that I might do it in the future. My fear is that my dream was some kind of macabre wish fulfillment from an evil part of my mind. Is that what it is?" It's exactly these kind of fears that stop people sharing or owning up to such dreams. Instead, they question themselves over their sanity and whether they carry the seeds of such actions. Can you begin to imagine how this affects the way they live their lives and family relationships? Yet, these dreams are common and normal. And more than that, they are helpful and healing. Here's Anton's story. As far as he could recall, in his dream, Anton had seen the girl sitting playing in a muddy creek. He had gone over to sit with her, suddenly overcome with an urge to play in the mud. Together, they scooped out a mud castle, a bit like building a sand castle, only this one was wet and sloppy and difficult to keep in shape. Anton remembered laughing in his dream, really having fun like a child. It didn't matter that the mud castles kept collapsing. They just kept trying different shapes and experimenting. "At least, that's how I recall that part of the dream," Anton told me, biting his lip nervously. The next thing he remembered in the dream was the villagers beginning the stoning. "How did you know they were villagers?" I asked. "Well, this sounds really bad," Anton said. "In fact, as I say this, I think I may be digging myself in even deeper, but I noticed that they all looked similar. And I thought to myself in the dream that they must be inbred inhabitants of an isolated village. Does this mean my mind was relating inbreeding and incest?" Anton was shaking by now, terrified that his nightmare fears were only just beginning to reveal their awful depth. "Tell me about the stones," I suggested. "Well, people get stoned for adultery, don't they?" Anton winced, feeling the knife edge of a recurring theme. But then added, a little more curiously, What was really weird was that the stones were the exact ones I've been experimenting with at work. Now I knew we were onto it, but I had one more question. The girl was 6 years old. How do the stones you're using at work relate to 6 years? What's 6 years old now at work? It came down to this. Anton had graduated with a garden landscaping diploma 6 years previously and had immediately joined his father's landscape design business as they had always planned. The first years had been exciting and full of new learning opportunities, but in the last year, Anton had become restless. He had some new ideas and had been experimenting and playing around with new designs and new ways of doing things, just as he had been playing and experimenting in the dream with new ways of building mud castles. He had reached a point where his work was breaking with tradition. It was drastically different from his father's approach and contrary to many of the design theories he had been taught at college. Anton's dream revealed his conflict. Should he play safe and do things the way they've always been done, working with his father in traditional ways, or make drastic changes? His dream revealed his belief that to change the way things had always been done was a bit like interfering, molesting, and adulterating the theories and practices he had been taught. He feared that his new ideas, represented by the stones in the dream being the same stones he had recently been experimenting with at work, might be used against him. He feared he might be judged harshly by the traditionalists who really, when he thought about it, had just been propagating the same old ideas, just like the incestuous isolated villagers in his dream. Once Anton understood some basic dream theory, that everything in the dream is about the dreamer's own beliefs and feelings, he saw that the real judge and jury of his innovative ideas was none other than himself. On the one hand, he wanted to introduce new ideas, but on the other hand, he felt guilty for interfering with and adulterating the traditional ways and academic theories. He was trapped in his own conflict because he judged himself guilty of molesting his 6-year career. What did Anton do as a result of his new self-understanding? He realized the conflict was getting him nowhere, so he made a decision. He decided to continue to work for his father, but with his father's surprising blessing, started a sideline consultancy under a different business name to trial his new garden concepts. He transformed his gilt-edged dream into the gilt-edged golden rewards of joyful exploration of his creative ideas, pure dream alchemy. Okay, so it was dark and deep, but maybe not so dark in the end, full of light. The second article, which I've got here, and can you hear the dog panting? This is the dog making her entry here. Maybe you can hear her, maybe you can't, but anyway, it's not me. This next article is called Is This Your Life? And this is quite practical, so you may want to grab a pen and take some notes. And I actually wrote this one in 2006 as well. And I wrote it for everybody who says, oh, look, I'd love to be able to interpret my dreams, but I just don't have the time. It's all too hard. I wish it was easy. Isn't there really a simple method that I could use? This is for you. Is this your life? How often has your alarm clock saved you from a worrying dream you thought was real? What a relief to wake into your everyday life where all the quandaries and confusions of the dream evaporate and leave you free to get on with your day. You may have spent all night trying to catch that dream plane, but now, awake, your confidence in getting places on time is restored. Phew, missing a plane would never happen to you, would it? You may have endured hair-raising confrontations with a slippery, fang-endowed snake, but now, awake, you know that's one encounter you need not worry about living in the city as you do. Or perhaps that alarm clock intruded on a passionate, illicit love affair. Plummeting to earth on opening your eyes, you console yourself that at least your waking life is guilt-free. No, you conclude, looking around your bedroom. This is my life. This is what's real. There are no mist planes, lurking snakes, or secret lovers in my life. But I invite you to take another look. No time? No problem. This is an easy exercise. It will take you no longer than 5 minutes a day, and you can always set that alarm for 5 minutes earlier, can't you? This is what to do. Write one sentence a day. It's best to write this sentence a few minutes after waking up while your dream is fresh on your mind, so keep an exercise book or diary by your bedside for this purpose. The sentence is a summary of your dream, written in the present tense, starting with the words, I feel, and including the word, something. It can only be one sentence, though. Okay, so here are some examples. Your dream. It was a long and complicated dream, but the part that stood out for you was when your son was carrying a stack of precious fine china crockery. You were moving house and were worried that the plates, cups and saucers should have been properly packed to prevent them from breaking. Your sentence might be, I feel worried that something precious and fragile may break. Here's another example. Your dream. It's your recurring dream theme again. It's long, it's involved, and the essence is that you have a plane to catch, but everything goes wrong and you never get airborne. Your sentence might be, I feel frustrated that so many delays are slowing me down from achieving something so simple. Here's another example. Your dream. This dream was an epic adventure involving snakes appearing from nowhere, chasing you and threatening to bite you. At one point, you were actually bitten. Surprisingly, it didn't hurt as much as you thought it would, but your dream ends in trepidation. Was the snake poisonous or harmless? Only time will tell. Your sentence might be, I feel surprised that something I expected to be painful was not as bad as I had anticipated, but only time will tell the full outcome. I'm going to give a couple more examples and you'll see why, because we're going to come back to this. So the next example, your dream. You were magnetically attracted to an awesome person and ended up having deeply loving sexual tryst that left you feeling elated, physically, mentally, and spiritually. In the dream, you know you have been unfaithful to your partner. You decide the solution is to keep this affair secret. Your sentence might be, I feel an attraction to something deeply and personally fulfilling, but I feel the only way I can protect my current way of life is to keep this secret. And one more example. Your dream? The bit that stands out for you in your dream is the swarm of bees. You get stung, yet you decide to chase the bees. They lead you to the hive where you dive in, as small as a bee now, and see all the honey being made. Rows and rows of tasty golden honey glisten. Your sentence might be, I feel surprised that when I dive into something I think will be painful, I discover such rich rewards. Okay, so in each of these examples, notice that something is usually one of the main dream symbols. It's the crockery, catching the plane, the snake bite, the lover, and the beehive. In other words, something can be a thing, an action or goal, a sensation, a person, or a place. 5 minutes a day to write one sentence summarizing your dream. Now, there's no right sentence. There are many ways to summarize a dream, so dive in and just do it. Use the examples I've given as guidelines and remember to start with I feel and to include the word something. Now, as the days go by and you'll get quicker at this, 5 minutes will become two, just 2 minutes a day. So what do you do with all these sentences after writing them down? Choose a day, perhaps a weekend day or an evening you usually have to yourself, to take 30 minutes to review your list. Make it a weekly appointment with yourself and allow no interruptions. So it's once a week, so you will have 7 sentences to review, assuming you remembered a dream on each night, less if your dream recall was not so hot. Oh, and if you remember more than one dream on any night, you can choose to summarize only the most vivid one or to summarize them all. So during your 30-minute weekly review, read each of your 7 sentences in turn and ask yourself, where does this apply in my life? If an answer comes to you, write it down using, you've guessed it, 1 sentence. As a guide, your answers to the examples that I've already told you might be, okay, number 1, she said, I feel worried that something precious and fragile may break. Where does this apply in my life? And your answer might be, in 1 sentence, my relationship is precious to me, but it feels fragile and in need of careful handling. The second example, the sentence was, I feel frustrated that so many delays are slowing me down from achieving something so simple. Where does this apply in my life? And your answer might be, losing 10 kilos in 6 months should be so simple, but here I am, still way overweight after 12 months of setting my goal. In the third example, her sentence was, I feel surprised that something I expected to be so painful was not as bad as I had anticipated, but only time will tell the full outcome. Where does this apply in my life? And the answer might be, I finally got enough courage up to talk to my partner about a sensitive issue, and it wasn't as painful as I had expected it to be, though how things turn out in the long run, I don't know. The fourth example, the sentence was, I feel an attraction to something deeply and personally fulfilling, but I feel the only way I can protect my current way of life is to keep this secret. Where does this apply in my life? The answer could be, I want to build an energy-saving home and embrace a self-sufficient lifestyle, but to do this, I risk losing the support of my family, who enjoy the luxuries of life my current high income allows. And the last example, where the sentence was, I feel surprised that when I dive into something I think will be painful, I discover such rich rewards. Where does this apply in my life? And the answer might be, I finally decided to tackle my tax problem by enlisting the help of an accountant who not only taught me some simple, helpful bookkeeping skills, but also got me an unexpected tax rebate. So far, so good, but what's the value in doing this exercise? The examples I've given you may give you the feeling that dreams simply tell us what we already know, but this is not so. It's easy to think that, looking in on someone else's dreams, someone else's summary sentences, someone else's answers, but we rarely appreciate the deeper patterns of our lives until we look closely. Your dreams draw your attention to the way your life is. They exclaim, hey, this is your life. Is this how you want it to be? Or would you like to change this pattern? So let's finally go over the examples I've given you, say this is an example dreamer, and see what that sample dreamer may decide in answer to that question. Hey, this is your life. Is this how you want it to be? Or would you like to change this pattern? So first up was the dream about the handling the fragile crockery. Her dream about handling fragile crockery helped her to see that she regards her relationship as both precious and fragile. Strange though it may seem, she hadn't seen her relationship in this light before. But her dream view suddenly made sense of a few things. She began to see why she tiptoes around her partner's moods. Fearful of breaking up, instead of finding a mutually beneficial way of relating, perhaps taking a tip from the dream and looking at better ways of strengthening the relationship. That's like better ways of packing the crockery. Her dream gives her a metaphor to contemplate. Does she want a fragile relationship? Here's the second example. Her dream about missing the plane because of so many delays helped her to see that her weight loss goal is achievable. Why? She travels widely with her job and never ever misses a plane. If she can achieve something as simple as catching a plane by taking a step-by-step approach, she can achieve the equally simple goal of weight loss. She looked at her dream again and suddenly saw all the delays in a new light. Her lost baggage was her fear of losing weight. Her lack of passport gave her a feeling that maybe, just maybe, she wasn't ready to give herself permission to achieve her goal and all the rewards that go with it. The delays, she saw, were all her own work. The third example, her dream about the snake bite helped her to see that other sensitive issues that she fears broaching may also be less painful once faced. Her dream gave her courage not only to face pain, but also to trust the outcome. She decided to visualize this dream whenever she needs to address an issue, summoning up a feeling of trust in the process. The fourth example, her dream about the secret affair, helped her to realize just how important her desire to embrace a change of lifestyle was. It also helped her to see that her secret affair was a form of infidelity to her family. In trying to protect them, she was hiding a wonderful part of her being from them. She wasn't being true to them. From here, she began to understand why some of her family relationships weren't as fulfilling as they could be. She saw she needed to share more of herself. She called a family conference, which was an entirely new approach to her, and shared her dream of building an alternative lifestyle. She was blown away to discover that they also had secret dreams and that they all had more in common than they had believed. And lastly, the dream about the bees. Her dream about the beehive, you might argue, was an afterthought. She had already dived into her tax problem and had been rewarded with some very golden honey, so how could this dream be of help? Dreams confirm our excellent moves, cementing in positive new attitudes and patterns. She used the dream as a visualization from that day forward. Whenever a task looked too daunting, too stinging, too deep, she closed her eyes and imagined flying into the hive and discovering all that honey. Her visualization helped her to dive in, uplifting and inspiring her forward. 5 minutes a day, one simple sentence a day, one 30-minute contemplation once a week. Give it a go. What's that? Can't stop? You've got a plane to catch? I don't think so. Is this your life? So, with maybe three sentences to go, that was episode 32 of The Dream Show. And thanks for listening to another episode. You can find out more information about dream interpretation and analysis and my services at www.dream.net.au. And you can log on to my blog for more day-to-day musings and reflections and wanderings at www.janetereza.com. And if you like listening, you may also like my audiobook, 101 Dream Interpretation Tips, which you can get if you just go to my shop on either of my websites. It will take you through. So thanks for joining me today. Go to my podcast blog, which you'll find by following the links on either of my other websites. And why don't you give me some comments? Talk to me on my podcast blog. Let me know how you're enjoying the show and what else you would like to hear. Bye for another week. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson, and I'll see you next Friday for another episode of The Dream Show.
If you've had a dream you'd like interpreted on this program, send your email to The Dream Show, at lifestylepodnetwork.com. You can also follow Jane on Twitter at twitter.com/DreamSight. The Dream Show is a production of DreamSight Corporation for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one at lifestylepodnetwork.com.